Sport on RT Radio 1 with the Kia EV6, Irish and European Car of the Year. For more, log on to kia.com.
24 minutes to 8. Darren Frehill now with the sports news.
Very good morning to you, Mary. Let's start with the women's soccer team last night, who lost to the USA 1-0 in the second of their friendlies across the Atlantic. Alana Cook with the only goal of the game. The Irish, though, will be disappointed with the concession of that goal. It was a long-range effort, looked more of a cross than anything, to be honest, but a very encouraging performance on a whole, as the Irish team played one of the best teams in the world right now, world champions and number one ranked team in the world. Courtney Brosnan is the Irish goalkeeper, and she's been talking to our correspondent, Tony O'Donoghue.
Can be really proud of the performance we put in against, obviously, the best team in the world. I think you can see how we've grown from the first game to the second game even, so it just shows, yeah, we're making steps in the right direction, obviously. Not the result we wanted, but it's great to see the performance and the hard work from the team moving forward.
They were limited to few enough chances, although, okay, there was one off the bar, and then the goal, I'm sure she'll claim it, but it was a bit of a fluke from downtown, as they'd say in basketball.
Yeah, obviously, really disappointed in myself, wanted to do the best for the team, but just unlucky, but doesn't take away from the performance from the girls, so we can walk away happy with that. Like claiming crosses, I like to relieve that pressure for the back line, so obviously making one mistake won't stop me from trying to keep doing that, trying to help the team. And I think, yeah, we're trying to keep making steps in the right direction, and that's testing ourselves against this high quality opposition, and that means playing out and pushing our boundaries. So it's nice to see us doing that against the best team in the world, so it's nice for us.
Yeah, if you haven't got to see that goal, it was a very late game, started at midnight. The goal itself is on our social media channels, RTE Sport. But, and do you know what? It was a total fluke. She sounded a bit disappointed with it there, but isn't it great just to get that out of the system maybe before the World Cup? Our next outing, the 22nd of June against Zambia at Tala Stadium. And speaking of World Cup, our opponents at that World Cup, Australia, beat England 2-0 last night. And that's a result that ends England's 30-game unbeaten run. They look very impressive in that. Manchester City have put themselves in the driving seat in their Champions League quarter-final against Bayern Munich. 3-0 winners last night. Second leg takes place in Germany next week. Pep Guardiola, the City manager, delighted with the performance, obviously, but as you can imagine with him, not listening to any of this talk, that the job is done.
It's a really, really good result for the game was, but we have still second leg to play. The players know it, so it's not necessary to tell them here in front of you or tomorrow or before the game how difficult they are. They know it. So they are a really, really good team, but we're going to try to do with the mentality to play and try to win the game.
Benfica lost 2-0 in their home game against Inter Milan in the night's other match. Two more matches this evening. Real Madrid host Chelsea, AC Milan meet Napoli, both at 8 o'clock. Reece McLenahan has qualified for Saturday's pommel final at the European Championships in Turkey. He made it through to the decider in first place, so looking good for a medal already. Saturday morning, that final takes place. Josh van der Fleer and James Ryan have both agreed contract extensions with the RFU. Connacht have announced the signing of Irish Sevens international Lee McNamara. Referee Fergal Horgan has announced his retirement from intercounty game with immediate effect due to lack of appointments, he says. Speaking on local radio in Tipperary last night, he cited his annoyance with the current appointments process. He has refereed three All-Ireland finals. Finally, two games tonight in the O'Neills. Last night in the O'Neills Under-20 Football Championship, Kildare beat Meath. Laois up next in the semi-finals. Meath overcame Westmeath to set up a clash against Dublin.